literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We all know. I've decided I just want to be a gentleman, dude. I just want to be like an old school classic gentleman and just like
a chauvinist fucking pig, dude.
No, just read books and just like walk around and like see poor people and be like, interesting. Just like go about my day. I've been reading all.
Meanwhile, like, a gentleman would see you and be like, interesting.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I'm like, all I need is my parents to stop the bullshit and just become generationally wealthy, dude.
True.
I was reading Descartes and like him talking about him was like traveling the world. And he's like, I've had enough about books and other learned men. It was time to hang out with the common folk. And he like traveled on all this shit just to like watch normal people and be like, interesting.
Yeah, I wish my parents would just be rich, more rich, and just give me shit.
Yeah, man.
So sick of fucking living in squalor.
Just let me like give me, I don't know, $5,000 a month. Let me build a humongous library and just walk around and just like.
I'm
bored. Let me see a poor person.
I'm not
going to
work. I'm not working.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So somebody better help.
You just got to become a gentleman, dude.
I refuse to work.
My mom today was like, what are you doing? She was like, my mom called me. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, writing. She was like, oh, what are you writing for? Like some sort of like website or like. I was like, no, I'm just writing my personal thoughts and reflections. She was like, what do you do all day? And I'm like, all right, mom, relax.
Yeah, what do you do all day, mom?
Yeah.
Shut up, mom. You don't know, mom. Please send me money.
I'm the dude from fucking, you got to read Confederacy of Dunces.
Yeah, you said that.
I'm the dude. It's my mom literally just being like, what are you doing? I'm just like, I'm writing my thoughts and reflections. They're very valuable. And like,
my dad saw my car got sideswiped and the side mirror got knocked off. And my dad saw it this weekend and was like,
Shane.
Your car looks like shit. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's so funny to think.
He was so mad that my fucking window, my mirror got knocked off.
It's guilt. It's a reflection of him,
dude. He's furious.
You're his future avatar.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's playing all your parents are just playing the video game of your life, and it's just like, fuck, no continue.
We're out of lives.
You're
dude.
Off the, yeah.
We ran out of lives. This is ugly.
They're like holding you in the air. They're like, doctor, lawyer. And then they're like, your reflections? What do you mean? Is anyone paying you for this? I'm like, mom, relax. I'm organizing my thoughts. And
true.
Like, what do you do?
That's like when I told my mom I wasn't going to West Point.
Mm-hmm.
When I was getting recruited, I was like, I'm going to Temple. I'm not going to West Point. Fuck that. And she started to cry. She
starts smashing the B button. She's like,
started
West Point, West Point.
Yeah. She was like, you were supposed to be great. It's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, that's something I think that
I think she regrets that. So I'm sorry.
I mean, that's
sure she regrets that, you know, outburst of emotion being like, damn, you were supposed to be special.
Well, you pour so much time into your kids. It's like they're your salvation. So your life's basically senseless and meaningless. Yeah. And then you're just like, well, hopefully this kid will like go to the moon or some shit. And then I'll feel like, guess kind of nice about dying. And it's like, fat chance, lady. No, yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Especially like, and my parents are great. And they're, you know, they did great. My mom taught for a lot of years. My dad's a salesman. They have, it's like upper middle class. That's good. And they got a nice house and all that shit. But it's like, when you look back and you think, like, because they just lived a normal life.
Yeah.
I think you got to be like, man, hopefully my kid does something fucking sick.
That's been my thing lately. It's like,
but
why?
Then, yeah, you get older and you're like, what the fuck? Who gives
also,
a fuck?
Also, it's like,
yeah.
You know, I long to just have a house with a backyard now. Like, I grew up with a house in the backyard. I'm like, I want to live in the city. And then I'm here and I'm like, oh, yeah, this sucks. I'm like, everyone's on top of each other. And I'm like, I look at the suburbs and I'm like, God damn it, I got to get back out there, dude.
Oh, man.
When people are like embarrassed, like, you from the suburbs. I'm like, get me to the fucking suburbs ASAP, dude.
When Caitlin says, like, she won't move out of Mechanicsburg.
Yeah.
I never am mad at her.
No, man.
I'm like, damn, I wish I lived in Mechanicsburg. I fantasize about selling cars sometimes, going back and selling Hondas and just, dude, it's great.
It's, dude, I'm telling you, it's funny to think that somehow the idea of having everything you need became a failure.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
You fuck around with dick cream and dogs long enough, you come up with some sick philosophies.
I'm telling you,
that
man.
That was a nice one. Repeat that.
What the hell did I say? Oh, how the idea of having everything you need has become a failure.
Because
that was my thing. I was just like, I don't want to be having an ordinary
life.
And now it's like, I fucked up my life so – I didn't even fuck – I mean, there's worse. It's going to always get worse, but it's like I'm in a weird spot. It's like there's
every time you talk, I'm looking at my bed right now. Every time you're like, I'm in a weird spot, I'm like, oh, man, so am I. So am I.
But it's the nice thing is that – I will say it does suck for people to not have to have never delved into the depths So then, like, I know a lot of people who just went straight, you know, boom, boom, went, did everything
work,
straight track.
Marriage, kids.
And there, a lot of them are like, I don't know, man. And like, there's just, and I'm like, nope, there's nothing out there, bro. It's just outer space. I've been there. There's no air to breathe. Like, you're good. Chill.
True. But it is nice knowing, you got to go fail. And when I was home and selling cars and shit, you know, you romanticize it. You're like, man, I hope one day I get to go, you know, I'm going to go try. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It's like all that, you hear all those like proverbs and shit about like, it's better to have tried and failed than have failed to try.
I'm telling you.
I don't know how true that is. I think not trying and just getting a nice job, having a nice family, and watching TV. And
yeah, I mean, a lot of these proverbs are written by guys who just like went to Yale, and they're like, it is better. They're like, that's
or people that were successful.
True that.
You know, it's easy. I think it's funny when people that are successful at things are like, man, just keep trying. It'll happen, dude. You got to work so hard to get it. It's like, nah, you got it, and it was lucky.
Yeah, that's exactly, too. Yeah, that's a weird thing.
It's like, I worked so hard to get this, and all you need to do is work 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Fucking Patton Oswalt's smarmy, smug ass tweeted. Like, somebody asked him what it was like, how do you become a great comedian? And he was like, and everybody's always upset when I say you got to do a mic and do a show every single day. It's like, dude, you did it every single day, you fucking chubby dork.
And you also did it back at a time when, like, if you could stand and not, like, faint while you're on stage, you would get on TV.
And you did it when there was fucking 10 comics, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a whole different beast, dude. You were, like, it was, imagine if, like, you were in Helium and, like, no one else had any access to comedy or anything because it wasn't, like, the internet and shit. Yeah. And you were just like, I'm the third funniest year. Sweet.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'm literally the funniest guy in America. I have to be. I have not seen anybody else.
Exactly.
I haven't seen anyone else.
Exactly.
You see Bill Hicks, you're like, wow. Whoa. Bill Burr had a sick quote about it. Let me find this real quick.
About what, being a comedian back then and now?
No, about, like, trying.
Oh, yeah.
Futon. Something about a futon.
Oh, how I thought he was a loser eating macaroni and cheese on a futon?
No, it's this is just a little inspiration for all our regular working Joes out there, dude. Listening to this cast, thinking, should I try to be great? I don't know, man. Maybe you're just a piece of shit.
I thought you were about to read the Bill Burr.
Maybe you're destined to be a complete piece of shit. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're destined to have just a, you know, pretty average hot wife, some decent kids, you go to their sporting events.
Yep.
You watch your favorite TV.
Yep.
Watch your sports team. You get a nice fucking man cave, even though it's corny.
It is fucking.
It's not corny. Having a real man cave is fucking sick.
It is a cool.
It's funny because the dorks who are excited about it suck. But if you ever go into somebody's real fucking man cave, it's like, damn, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, because I fantasize constantly about having my own room and like putting all the shit I want into it, and that's in essence what I guess a man cave is.
This is Bill Burr's. He said, realize that sleeping on a futon when you're 30 is not the worst thing. Thank God.
Yeah, seriously.
Every day I read this quote, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm 30 sleeping on a fucking mattress.
I'm doing everything
in
right.
In a basement. I'm pretty much Bill Burr. All right. Realize that sleeping on a futon when you're 30 is not the worst thing. You know what's worse? Sleeping in a king bed next to your wife that you're not really in love with, but for some reason you married, and you got a couple kids, and you got a job you hate. You'll be lying there and fantasizing about sleeping on a futon. There's no risk when you go after a dream. There's a tremendous amount of risk to playing it safe.
That's true also.
I think I'm running into the risk of chasing a dream right now. I hit that wall.
And again, that's Bill Burr who, you know.
Yeah, who was on like a sitcom when he was like 20.
Yeah. Now that's the other thing. Everyone's like, Louis didn't break till he was 40. It's like, dude, it's like, he was writing for Conan. He's like 25.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Yeah,
but yeah, that's the type of shit I would read before I've read all that shit, and I
was just like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, there's also like your grade school music teacher. Check out his story, dude. What happened to that motherfucker?
It's like,
I was on TBS once, and now I teach music.
And there's also car insurance and health insurance.
Yeah.
And, I mean, health insurance is, it's like, you want to go for a dream? Don't get sick.
Yeah.
Definitely don't break your arm.
Dude, yeah,
because your dream hinges on it. If I break my arm, I'm just gonna have a wonky arm the rest of my life. I'm not fixing it. I can't fix it.
You can't. You'd have a bad wing.
I'm gonna have Beezer fucking make me a cast. Oh god, dude.
You'd have a bad wing for the rest of your life, dude.
Yeah, fucked up wing.
Well, you can go to the hospital and just.
I went to the hospital.
You can go to the hospital and just do no ID and like, what's your name? Just be like Jim, and they still will fix your arm. you're going to get like 1800 service. They like, when you go to the hospital with no insurance, they just kind of like, when I fucked up my finger, they're just kind of like, all right, man, they like give you the worst treatment. Yeah. You don't get anything. It's, they make you wait for 4 hours. My thing closed up and dried. That's how long it took. So they had to like hit it and cut it open and then do it again.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. They, when you don't have insurance, dude, I mean, you know, at least they'll fucking fix your shit, but you can go without insurance and still get, you know, the help there.
Yeah. I still haven't filed my taxes. Okay. They hit you on that if you don't have health insurance. So that sucks. Which is a bullshit fucking thing.
You know what? Because I would... What I used to do is sign up for Obamacare and then just let it lapse instantly, and they never find me ever.
Yeah. I think if you just don't report it. I don't know. I think I make so little money that...
They're not going to fuck with
me. No one's going to fucking come after me.
Trump might slam you. Now, Trump's
if Trump daddy might... gets a hold of me, I'll be fucking... I'll be Antifa by the end of the week, dude. I'll have a pocket knife. Yeah. I'll be,
they are being mean to me.
I might trans, dude.
If Trump slams you on your income taxes...
Dude, if Dairy Queen keeps cyberbullying me, I might fucking... I might trans out.
That'd be awesome.
It might change my self-worth so much that I'm like, I'm not even a man. I'm a woman. No.
You should do that.
All right. We got to go. If I painted my nails, dude, my dad would be so pissed.
I wasn't allowed to have an earring, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... They're cool with it, but they're not like thrilled about it.
Yeah.
I think if I...
The high fives. I think the high fives
they're coming around for sure.
Yeah.
No, they're not like, fuck yeah, that's the shit. Make it stick. Actually, honestly, I think he's more... I'm thinking of like my father in particular. I think he is cool with it, and he's honestly more concerned that I'll get like beaten up or something. Yeah. Which is like...
Well, if you make it out of here, tell him you're...
I mean, they're basically...
Like, I hung out with Shane, and I didn't, he didn't hate crime me. But no, that's nice. My girlfriend just got a tattoo.
I saw that actually.
That's a sick point of contention.
You guys fighting about that?
No, I didn't. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't thrilled. I didn't. She thought I was gonna be like, oh my god, it's so powerful. I was just like,
oh. So you guys got in like a...
No, we didn't fight over it. She's okay. Just, you know, it was her first tattoo. She was nervous about it.
Yeah, of course.
And I wasn't the most supportive.
You weren't like, that's awesome. Yeah.
No, I did a couple times. It took me a minute to be like, yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
But we went out to dinner that night with my parents, and right away my dad was like, you got a tattoo? You're a fucking idiot. And everyone was like, oh, whoa. And my dad called her like 4 days later and was like, sorry about that. I shouldn't have said that to you.
That's what I mean. When I got a tattoo, my dad instantly was like, same thing.
He's
like,
fuck, I always forget you.
Yeah, I have a snake on my arm, dude.
Do you?
Man has like a don't tread on me desert snake.
Oh, that's sick.
My dad was like, you're such an idiot. Like such a,
dude, that tattoo is, that tattoo is from the 80s, dude. Seriously, that's like the tattoo you'd see on a shitty guy at a bar in the 1980s.
I know, man. That's like my first step in towards being like some weird dude at like O'Hara's pub, just like sitting there in a tank top and a beard and all withered up. And you're like, where the fuck does this guy come from?
Tattoo and then like a cutoff at the beach of like top 10 spring break, 98. Like, dude, so close to walking the boardwalk.
Yeah. My dad instantly was like, what the fuck is that? And he wasn't even mad. I was old enough, but he was just like, yeah, we'll see how you like that. And I was already like, yeah, I hate it. It sucks.
So you don't like it anymore?
Now I like it. For a while, I hated it. Hilarious. Now I fucking like it. I do like it.
It's but so crazy.
It's a bad tattoo that I try to get covered up, and there's just another bad tattoo with these like, weird cactuses and shit.
Snake tattoo. Dude, wait, so when you got it, you thought it was the shit, right?
Oh, dude, I told you the story of it.
I forget it.
I was like living in this house in West Philly, and I was like, I was growing like one weed plant. I thought I was like a total fucking outlaw, and I was just like, government can't tell me what to do, and then like... I told some girl I'd get a tattoo, and she just totally called my bluff and was like, I'll call a tattoo artist right now. And I was like, well, cool.
Ahead, oh, shit. That's what. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I couldn't back out. And like just before, I'd been like, I always do what I say. And she just was like, all right, get a tattoo. And I was like, okay.
How old were you?
23? 22 or 23, yeah.
See?
Nice.
Those fingernails could be your snake tattoo.
Yeah, luckily.
You're going to be 31, and you're going to be like, fuck. But that's what I was going to get to.
I wouldn't
mind. Not permanent.
Yeah.
That's get a great. Snake tattoo. Shit. I'd be thrilled if someone else got this. It'd be hilarious.
That shitty someone snake? Got
the same weird tattoo.
If our friendship continues to blossom, I might get a matching fucking shitty snake.
Dude, you should just go get full sleeves right now.
Full sleeves? I'd be crazy looking. That would be
a power move, dude.
I'd be crazy looking.
Dude, if you got full sleeves, it'd be insane.
No, I can't.
Shit. You should just literally get sleeves, like a dress shirt tattooed on your arm. I would love to get rolled up sleeves tattooed on your arm.
Yeah, like I'm a politician trying to relate to the man, trying to relate to the worker. Yeah. All right, so.